What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did want to let y'all know that there will not be a show this coming Friday and next Monday because I'm taking a little vacation to Palm Springs. So there won't be a show, a couple of shows coming up the next couple of days. So just be aware of that, and we will be back next Friday with a new show after today. All right, so let's get into the NBA Finals. It is all tied up now. The Oklahoma City Thunder were able to take care of business on Friday night. As a matter of fact, it was looking like Indiana was about to run away with this one until the fourth quarter. SGA was even having kind of a shaky game. You know, it wasn't his worst game ever, but he just really wasn't dominating the way he normally does. But then he turned it on for the fourth quarter, scored 15 of his 35 points in the fourth quarter. And Williams also added in an additional 27 points in this one. But to me, it kind of felt like the Indiana Pacers just kind of took their foot off of the pedal too soon. And they just opened the door for the Oklahoma City Thunder to take this one 111 to 104. And so we're headed into Game 5 all tied up here. And Game 5 is tonight, Monday night in Oklahoma City. So we'll see if Oklahoma City's actually able to get the upper hand in this one, in this series, because so far it's been all Indiana. As a matter of fact, it kind of feels like Indiana should be up 3-1 in this series, but they are now tied up. And if Oklahoma City gets the upper hand in this one, then I kind of feel like the tides will be turning. And Oklahoma City will probably walk away with the championship. But at the same time, the Indiana Pacers have passed the test every single time during the postseason, so you really can't count them out. So it's going to be a very interesting Game 5 for sure. But like I said, if Oklahoma City is able to finally get the upper hand in this one, then I feel like that means the series will turn and they should probably get the win in the next game. But like I said, do not count Indiana out, because they, every time it feels like they're down and out, they come right back at it in the next game. So I wouldn't be shocked if they went off in this one and actually dominated Game 5. But we'll see what happens tonight in Game 5. Moving on to the Top 10 MLB Power Rankings for this week. We do have a newcomer kind of at the bottom there, but for the most part, it's pretty much the same usual suspects this week. Not a lot of moving and shaking in this Top 10. Beginning with number one, which is, of course, the Detroit Tigers. They are 46-27 on the season and 5-5 in their last 10 games. So kind of having a down week, but nothing really crazy. They did take the series over the Baltimore Orioles last week, but they did lose a series to the Cincinnati Reds. But offensively, this team is really getting it going. Riley Green's having a great year. Carpenter's having a great year. Spencer Torkelson's having a great year. Even Gleyber Torres, you know, it kind of felt like he was just going to come in here and be the journeyman and just kind of, you know, play pretty well at second base, you know, and do that. But he's actually come in and actually been a huge source of offense for this team, and is really having quite the resurgence up here with the Detroit Tigers. But they just look rock solid with their starting pitching, with their relief pitching, with their batting order. Defensively, this is just an all-around great team, and that is why they are still ranked number one. Then at number two on my Top 10 MLB Power Rankings of the New York Mets, overall record of 45-27. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Washington Nationals, but lost a series to the Tampa Bay Rays. Pete Alonso, though, is just continuing his amazing season, batting a .293 with 17 home runs and 63 RBI. And that 63 RBI actually leads the league right now over Aaron Judge, which just says a lot about the type of season that Alonso is having. I mean, he just really has not fallen off at all. Also having a fantastic year is Francisco Lindor on the defensive side especially, but on the offensive side right now he's batting .279 with 14 home runs and 38 RBI and really making a lot of big plays for this New York Mets team. Then at number three on my Top 10 MLB Power Rankings are the Chicago Cubs. Overall record of 44-28. They're 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Philadelphia Phillies, but took the series over the Pittsburgh Pirates. And this is just another team that is having zero issues with their offense. I mean, Kyle Tucker, great year. PCA, great year. Michael Bush, great year. Even Nico Horner, he's also having a great year as well. He's not really knocking home runs out of the park, but he's definitely getting on base. He's definitely getting guys, definitely getting runs in, and just just having a fantastic year. And it's just crazy how the Chicago Cubs just keep on rolling, even though they've had so many issues, especially at the starting pitching position. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Los Angeles Dodgers, overall record of 43-29. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the San Diego Padres and took the series over the San Francisco Giants. Right now, they are first in the league with 399 runs, and they are also first in the league with batting average, averaging 264 right now. So they are just killing it offensively. And now... looks like they're going to get help, some help at the starting pitcher position, because Shohei Ohtani is expected to throw a couple of innings tonight in tonight's game. So, you know, we had no idea when he was going to come back from his Tommy John surgery, and tonight is going to be it. It looks like I said, only 1 to 2 innings is what he's going to pitch, but this is definitely going to help them out, because their starting pitching has been, it feels like they have a guy who gets injured every single week with the starting pitching position. And so Shohei Ohtani coming in at the starting pitching position is probably perfect timing right now for the Dodgers. Then at number five, I'm a top 10 MLB power rankings of the New York Yankees. Overall record of 42-28. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Kansas City Royals, but got swept by the Boston Red Sox. And they absolutely not only dominated the Yankees, but Aaron Judge had a terrible weekend against them. He pretty much hit one home run and then pretty much struck out every other time at the plate. It was really crazy. You know, other than that, I mean, the Yankees are still playing solid baseball right now. Actually have one of the best records over the last month or so in baseball. So they really are getting it going. And then, of course, Max Fried, he's continuing his amazing season with 9 wins on the year, 189 ERA, and 90 strikeouts on the season. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the San Francisco Giants, overall record of 41-31. They are 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Colorado Rockies, but lost the series to the Los Angeles Dodgers. But they definitely won, even though they lost last night. And that is because the San Francisco Giants did exactly what I was hoping they would do. Because to me, the Giants are just missing a star player. They need that bat that every time the dude comes up to bat, you are just scared. He's a guy you just can't avoid in the lineup. And they actually did it yesterday. They traded for Rafael Devers from the Boston Red Sox. You know, Devers has pretty much had a rift with the Boston Red Sox basically since they signed Alex Bregman in the offseason. And they took him away from the third baseman role and gave it to Bregman. And he's pretty much just been pissed off since that moment. So it's not really that shocking that they ended up trading him away, but I was actually just quite shocked that the Giants actually made this move, because this is exactly what they needed. You know, I've been wondering if they were going to continue this winning streak, which actually they have been playing excellent baseball for the most part this season, but it's just, I felt like they were missing that one key player, and Rafael Devers is that key player that I thought they were missing. And now I look at the Giants as an actual legit team this year. I mean, they're right up there with the Dodgers in the NL and the National League West right now. I mean, the Dodgers, the Giants, and the Padres, all three of them are pretty much rotating first place. I mean, the Dodgers, of course, have been in first place for the most part, but I mean, still, the Giants are right up there. And this trade for Devers is huge because it just gives them that extra guy in the batting order who's extremely reliable and really hot right now, by the way. I believe Devers, over the last 10 days, is batting like over .600, so he is getting on base. But also, he's available to play at the first baseman position or the third baseman position, and this could work simply because the Giants, they did designate Lamont Wade for assignment, and he was our first baseman. And then, of course, Matt Chapman got injured earlier last week, and he hasn't been playing. He's on the injured list, and he's the third baseman. So really, right now, Devers being traded to the Giants is basically perfect timing, because he could probably fill in the third baseman or the first baseman role, or also the DH position as well. We'll see what happens, but as a Giants fan, I am excited to see that we finally went after a big-name player, and that is exactly what I felt like they needed to do to be a legit contender throughout the rest of the season. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Houston Astros, overall record of 41-30. They are 8-2 in their last 10 games, and this is one of the hottest teams in the league right now. And as I said last week, this is the last team you want to see get hot because they just have the experience and they're really getting going with their starting pitchers as well. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox and swept the Minnesota Twins. And their ace right now is Hunter Brown. He has come out of nowhere. He's got 8 wins on the season with a 1.88 ERA and 105 strikeouts. And then Framber Valdez, he's finally starting to get it going as well. You know, he kind of started off the season a little bit shaky, but now he's back at it. He's got 7 wins and 96 strikeouts on the season himself. And offensively, the Astros are really starting to get going. They're getting these key hits from all their guys like Altuve and Yainer Diaz, their catcher. They're really starting to get things put together. So, and now they have officially completely taken over their division at this point. I mean, the Seattle Mariners are really starting to fall off, and the Houston Astros have completely taken over the division and are back in the top spot and are legit the hottest team in the league right now. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Philadelphia Phillies. Overall record of 42-29. They are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago Cubs and the Toronto Blue Jays. And Zach Wheeler is just having a monster season. 7 wins with a 2.76 ERA and 110 strikeouts. The Phillies have been playing, been having a roller coaster season so far. So they're, you know, 5-5. That's about right now, but, you know, then they took 2 series as well, so it's like, yeah, they're starting to get back in order. We'll see if they're able to find any type of consistency when it comes to winning, because, you know, they were just coming off of that huge losing streak last week, and now here they are back on the upside of things. It's like, you just need to play some consistent baseball here, but, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies are still in it. They've got a shit ton of talent up and down this roster. But Wheeler, he just is amazing and really a Cy Young front runner, even though it's very early in the season to be talking about that. But he is pitching out of his mind right now. Then at number 9 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the San Diego Padres. Overall record of 39-31. They are 4-6 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Los Angeles Dodgers and then also lost the series to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And, you know, as I was talking about the Phillies having a roller coaster season, so are the San Diego Padres. It kind of feels like once they go up, now they are back down. And they were up last week, and now here they are back down. They got their asses kicked by 2 of their division rivals. And they could really use, you know, they have a couple of guys injured at the starting pitcher position, so they could really use some help with the pitching. It's not really the offense that's an issue. It's really just the pitching. But they are also a team that needs to really start finding some consistency when it comes to wins and losses. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings this week is a brand new team that we have not really been talking about, but they have been streaking as well, but in the right way. And I almost put them in the top 10 last week, but I kind of hesitated because I'm like, I'm not really sure about this team, but they are playing great baseball right now. And so I had to talk about them, and that is the Tampa Bay Rays. Overall record of 39-32. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the Boston Red Sox, but swept the New York Mets. Yes, swept the New York Mets. And I have the New York Mets ranked at number 2. So that just goes to show you, that was kind of what really put the Tampa Bay Rays in the top 10 this week. I mean, there were a bunch of other teams that kind of were falling off, but the Rays are headed in the right direction, at least right now. And they're just playing great team baseball. You know, they started off the season very bad. They looked like one of the worst teams in the league, but now that they started to get it going, they actually are 2nd in their division right now, right behind the Yankees. So they're playing really solid baseball at all levels, on the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball. They're getting hits when they need to, and you know, they're getting a lot of offensive production from Aranda. He's batting a .319 right now with 8 home runs and 39 RBI. And then also with Junior Caminero, he's batting a .246 with 17 home runs and 45 RBI. And he leads the team in both those home runs and RBI categories. So the Tampa Bay Rays, I don't know how much longer they're going to be here and how much we're going to talk about them, because I kind of feel like maybe they'll fall off. But at the same time, their division, other than the Yankees, their division has been very shaky. The Red Sox haven't found any consistent baseball yet. The Toronto Blue Jays haven't found any consistent baseball yet. So like I said, it's only the Yankees so far in this division, and the Orioles are just trash, so we don't even need to talk about them. And then, of course, the Rays right now, they're on the upside of things, but it's pretty much the only team playing consistent baseball in this division is the Yankees, and so kind of feels like they're going to run away with the division. But the Tampa Bay Rays might give them a run for their money, but who knows if this is just kind of one of those, like, you know, 1 month streaks and then they fall off again here in the next couple of weeks. But you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, they've been on fire lately, and I kind of felt like finally had to talk about them, especially since they swept one of the best teams in baseball this weekend. All right, y'all. Remember, I will not be here on Friday or Monday, so next Friday will be the next show. So enjoy the rest of the NBA Finals, because we should have a champion by the next show. So enjoy the rest of the NBA Finals, and I will talk to you fools when I get back.